Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning. I believe I have Luana Ryans on the phone with me. Are you there?
You do. Good morning.
Good morning. And our last little interview that we did, it got cut very short. Luana was right in the middle of answering a question about her lodge, her Lotus Lodge, and she was talking about yoga, and she was talking about how she landed on the mat with yoga or something, and then it got cut off right there. But we also want to talk about, we wanted to read us one of her love letters. We want to talk about the I Am and color therapy and vibrations, energy, and maybe even iridology. So, Luana, would you like to continue talking about about your lodge, the healing retreat that you ran for so many years?
Well, I just will say that it changed my life, and people came there from all over the world, and I taught yoga, I taught them healing naturally, healing fast with the way they ate and with the exercise, and I took them for walks through the woods to identify herbs and so forth, and it was wonderful. It was wonderful. I loved it, and I sold it a year ago in August, and I'm still doing iridology and doing body work and still sharing love with the universe.
Beautiful. Just beautiful. Yeah. I believe you have a love letter you'd like to read for us?
Oh, do I? I really have two, because I think one adds to the other one. And it won't take long, but I'd love for, you see, my thing is to lift people up in the universe and just focus on happiness and joy and love. Love, I am love is my favorite sentence in the whole world. And I am is God, and God and I are one. So this is the first love letter I'd like to share. Too many fret, and the title of it is Don't Fret. I'm so excited. What a joy to become aware. I don't have to fret over loss of memory. When I had my health retreat, I always took people through the woods and fields to identify herbs that had healing properties and all the trees. Now, because I'm not taking those trips through the woods, where I go now is a different territory. I also have people come from foreign countries in the U.S. Many, I do not remember their names, even though they recall my name. Finally, I stopped fretting. I now realize my life is full of changes and opportunities. Every day of my life, I am creating an entirely different mind. For instance, I'm making new friends daily. What a list to fill the past. No way am I going to fret. I'm expressing, filling my mind with so many good thoughts and speed healing techniques. Inspiration. I now realize, after I fulfill my mission of the day, of the week, these experiences will pass, and I'll create a new mind, a new territory, never boring. The longer I live, the memories are filed away to make space and fulfill a complete new territory. I am excited, never, ever bored. As I write another spiritual letter, and believe me, dear ones, I refuse to fret because I don't recall all the ones I've written. I let God and my great I Am presence keep inspiring me to keep on sharing and keeping the door to my mind open for the past to flow out and the new to flow in. Don't fret. Life is new each day. Live it and be it and love it and go with love, Moana. Any questions?
That's so beautiful. I loved it. So how many of those do you have on your site right now?
Oh, 100 and some. My friends started putting them on the 1st of January, and I've been writing them for years and would like to get them put in book form, and I do put them on CDs, but I write one every day of my life, and I get new good God ideas every day. So many. Wow. Are there any questions about the one I read to you?
Not that I come to my mind right now, Luana, but I was going to ask just to confirm your website. Your website address is luanasloveletters.weebly.com. Am I correct?
That is correct. Luana's
right.
Love Letters. Luana is spelled LawanaS. Love, LOVE, letters, LETTERS, dot, Weebly, WEEBLY, .com.
Well, it sounds like I'm going to have to make a correction to the link that I placed on there. I gave you two N's, so it looks like I just, I'm sorry about that. I'll fix that. But, so it's LAW, and then there's two dots. You said two
it's
W's. It sounded like
LAWANAS. Luanas.
Okay, I did spell it. I did spell it right. It is the correct link. So I've got the correct link up there already for you. Now, could you tell me, could you explain a little bit about how you got involved into the I Am? You've been studying a lot about
the Masters, the I Am.
Yeah.
What happened, I was taught yoga and painting. I taught it for many years. And one time, one of my clients went out west to visit someone, and she went to a garage sale, and this book stood out to her for her to bring it to me. And she brought it to me, and it was so amazing. It was all to do with the I Am, with the great master, Saint Germain, and beloved Jesus Christ and all that. And what I did, I took it down to the place where I could get it copied, and I had copies made for everyone in my spiritual gathering and gave it to them. And we started studying it, and the more I studied it, then I looked up the organization out west in California, and then I was invited out there, and there are all these, I have all the master's books that you can't even get now, and they're amazing because everything that I study and everything I share is positive. We don't study about hell, damnation, sin. We study about love. And that's what my life is around, is sharing love with everyone and inspiring people to express love. Okay?
Oh, I like the sound of that. I love that. Well, it's probably, I think it's a lot of, honestly, I think it's a lot of what has made you such a precious soul is that you've had such wonderful, you've studied so many wonderful subjects, and you've had a desire to share it all with everyone that you know. It's Now,
Dr. Carl, I was even invited to New Zealand to come over there and share. And I spent a month over there. And I flew in to Upper New Zealand, and they saw I got the money to go to the very bottom of New Zealand. And I stopped at Hawaii on my way, and it was wonderful.
Oh, nice. So nice. When I first visited with you, and you asked, about, I said I sort of just felt, I kind of felt this dark cloud over my head, and I was going to ask you to help me with that. And I mean, I asked you to help me with that, and you agreed. And you took me through a 20-minute, it was at least 20 minutes, where we did this visualization thing, but you had me hold my hands in a certain way, and then I was basically directing the energy, and you involved, like, energy of the universe, and I visualized the light that you started to talk about as a very intense light. And I visualized that intense light going from the left hemisphere to the right hemisphere and just back and forth, like someone mowing the lawn, but I was sweeping my whole brain with this extremely powerful light while you took me through this energy healing mental exercise. And it was the most phenomenal thing that I've ever experienced in my life. And I was illuminated for 2 whole weeks afterwards. And people noticed my, and I know that because people noticed my countenance was illuminated. And needless to say, that darkness was gone. And it just, I attributed an intense welding arc sound to it so that I could make sure that I was visualizing the brightest light of all, you know, the one, just the kind of light you have to have a shield to protect yourself from, you know, for your eyes. And so it was a combination of what you were doing, and it was a combination of what I had already been taught from about the power plants and the endocrine glands. And I did ask God to bless my endocrine glands while we were going through that and some other things that, you know, that I just mentioned. But you took me through just the most wonderful visualization thing with the energy of the universe and things. But can you share a little bit about what you remember that you had me do?
Well, the reason I don't recall everything is because I'm God-inspired. But one thing I do know, I always had each individual to hold their right arm or their left arm up and palm open to receive God's energy. But before I did that, I used the violet flame to surround you, to cleanse you, to get rid of all that darkness. And I used that from under your feet all the way around you. And I use this on people all the time to clear them. Because so many people go around carrying this darkness around. But that with the left hand palm up and the arm up, that's receiving God's blessing. And that comes in the whole left side of your body from the left top of your head all the way down the left foot, the left leg, up to the very center of your body, the navel, takes in the heart and the left eye, and then in the spine, and it goes up the spine from the tailbone all the way up. Then it goes all the way over, and it covers the whole right side of the body from the head to foot. And then you hold the right hand it goes, if you have a pain, I always pick up on the person where they need to put the right hand, maybe on their heart, maybe on their abdomen, or if they don't have any pain in their body, I have them hold the palm of the hand down facing Mother Earth and let all that good God energy flow through. Then, according to the individual, and a lot of times I'll look in their eyes because I do iridology, and I look in their eyes and see what bodies, what part of the bodies need cleanse, and I'll do a cleansing and a healing on every part of the body. And after I feel their body, I see the body totally filled with God's light, with God's I am presence, and I am in circle the violet flame around them, which I say the violet flame is God's holy name, and surround everyone with the violet flame to protect them. And I know I did a lot more, but that's briefly saying what I do for that.
Yes. And I forgot to mention that I, of course, I incorporated the deep breathing, you know, being a lymphologist. I, of course, incorporated deep breathing through the whole session. And I'm sure that augmented and magnified the experience that I had with you.
Yes.
Was
what
the combination of...
Yeah. Go ahead.
Go on.
What I always do is have them to breathe from the abdomen. Inhale and expand the abdomen, not the shoulders. Expand the abdomen, inhale, fill it up, and slowly exhale, but keep the mouth shut. And inhale and exhale. That breathing is so important.
Right, and that has the way that you're asking them to breathe has something to do with the neurological system, and as far as the fight or flight or the rest and relaxation, the parasympathetic or sympathetic nervous systems, I believe. And that's been proven to be something that deserves mentioning. I was going to say, one of the things that you and I were agreeing on was that human beings were actually capable of living on and on, basically, forever. You know, I mean, forever is a mighty long time to say, but so I didn't want to just say that. But it's, but certainly, we, I certainly, at the very least, we should certainly live much longer than we have. And they're just coming out with a lot of research on how our genes are adapting and how even the food that we eat, our genes adapt, you know, to that, and our genes even adapt to our thoughts and our daily activities and so forth. Basically, our whole lifestyle is a program. It actually ends up creating genetic responses. And that's a very interesting subject. It's called epigenetics, right? And when it comes to studying how food is influencing our genes, that's called nutrigenomics, right? And, you know, I was also going to ask you, when did you start being a vegetarian?
Oh, about 6 years ago. And
that's
I
amazing.
Don't eat white sugar. I don't eat white sugar. I'm a total vegetarian. You know, I told you that the doctor said I wouldn't live through my 30s, and I'm 91, and all those doctors that said I wouldn't live through my 30s have gone, and I'm still here.
Yeah. Oh, that's so interesting. They're like, telling you, you're not going to live, and then they're the ones that go. Well, you responded. You didn't just take what they had to say. You proved them wrong.
I don't listen. you know what, I went someplace and they said, give me the name of your doctor. And I said, you probably won't be able to spell it. They said, try me. I said, M-E, Dr. M-E. They said, who's that? And I said, it's me. I used herbs and oh my goodness, and the liquids I drink and the food I eat. But most of all, Dr. Carl, the most important thing of all is our thoughts. With feelings.
I have to agree with you. Mm-hmm.
I don't believe
you think
in that's focusing.
Would you say that? Okay, so I'm still sort of debating with myself, is it diet or is it thoughts that have the most impact? What would you say? Would you still choose?
Thoughts. Hey, honey, listen. Yes, if you are eating good food, thinking negative thoughts, then you're putting that out to the universe and you're putting it, if I think a negative thought about somebody else, I'm sending it out, it's coming back to me. If I'm thinking a negative thought about anything while I'm eating, then that's going to mix in with that food. You've got to think and feel love. And
wonderful.
And I don't call it a diet. Diet seems like you're...
I understand that whole psychology there, too, because first word in diet is die, right?
Right. No, I don't agree. I don't use that word.
Yeah. Diets are temporary, and we should only do the things that we know will transition us into a permanent, healthier lifestyle.
I believe in creating my heaven right here on earth.
Nice. That's nice. I agree. You know, there's too many people focusing everything on the next life, and they don't put enough emphasis on this life. Now, I just would say, well, how does God feel about that? You're taking for granted the current life that you have in hopes of having a better one, you know, in the next life. But you're supposed to cherish all of the life that you have.
Right,
yeah.
Right. If you feel love continuously, you're creating heaven right here. And if you do pass on, you're taking that love, that life with you. And I cannot focus on anything negative. I've got to focus on the positive.
Well, I visualize you as an angel on earth, Juana. You're just wonderful.
Thank you.
You put people in light. You say, I'm holding you in light. Can you explain that to the listeners?
Okay. When I say I'm holding you in light and love to me are the same. God's light. I'm holding you in God's light to me, and God's light is love. Love, 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 God, and love. And love. I have even sweaters and stuff with I am love printed right on it. And love is so powerful. And if you love God and love your I am presence and love every part of your body, if you love your body, you're creating a temple. If you say, oh, my body got this, and my body is terrible, then you're creating, you're not creating a temple to live in. And I live in I create the temple of God where I dwell daily. And I just believe in loving life. You know, don't say, oh, it's raining today, or oh, it's this, or oh, it's that. It's love. It's God expressing different ways to us. And we're to love it all. Am I making sense?
Yes, you are. I love it.
Mm.
And The iridology, you happen to know, you're good friends with, I think, the iridology, I'm trying to remember, now it slipped my mind. I have a picture of my father with Bernard Jensen, that's right.
Yeah.
And Bernard Jensen's son married a woman who's followed.
Dr. Ellen Hart Jensen.
Right. And they have the Institute for Iridology, right?
Yeah, in California. And she goes all over the world teaching not only iridology, but health. And what amazed me, some foreign country this past year, she taught about 80 medical doctors iridology. And a lot of doctors in our country, they don't want you to learn iridology because then they wouldn't be getting money for the x-rays and stuff. The eyes show every section, every part of the body. The eyes reflect it. And it's amazing when I check people's eyes. Anymore, I quit checking people's eyes unless they promise me they'll do something about it. Why should I check their eyes if they're not going to listen and do something about it? Because everybody, I don't believe there's any disharmony in the world that can't be healed naturally.
I agree. See, there's always the actual dilemmas. And most of the dilemmas will pertain to usually a nurturing, a dilemma, you know, that's prevented the bloodstream and the lymph system from, well, anyways, the point is that cells aren't getting what they need to function properly. And so then that's most of the time there's a dilemma that pertains to that. But then there's the other dilemmas have to do with the communication and the intelligence and the feedback and the response or the stimulus. So basically we have to program our bodies to maintain themselves and regenerate. I went over this in a previous interview with Bob Guida. Maybe you'll have a chance to listen to that, but we're talking about, you know, that kind of thing. So absolutely, when we start to resolve these dilemmas and we enable the effect, well, we create the effectuation of the lymphatic system anywhere near 100%, you know, effectuation, you've got nothing in between your cells. That's by definition. By definition, if your lymph system is 100% effective, there is nothing in between those cells. That means that your bloodstream is the environment. That means your bloodstream is irrigating every cell with oxygen and nutrients. We got about an hour and 50 minutes, and I just think you're an amazing example of lymphocyzing as well. The fact that you lymphocyze, but I was very much impressed by the fact that you also knew the pinpoints in the neck. You know how to put the pressure points and things to align people's hips and so forth. Could you explain how you learned about that?
Yes, I was in Canada attending a workshop, and I made friends with this doctor who he created a hospital just for those particular doctors to go to. And he was going to Florida to give workshops, and he stopped in my lodge on the way. And what happened, I told him, my daughter, when she drives from North Carolina up there, she gets one leg shorter than the other. And he showed me, the spot on my shoulder coming down through my neck on the right side, or whichever leg it would be, but do on the right side for the right leg and press it, and you can go down and check and watch that leg will lengthen, whichever one to their shoulder below their neck and press in to activate it to make it stay that way. But you don't know, or you probably do, how many people, men particularly, cross their legs. When they're crossing their legs or their ankles, this is one thing that they're keeping the circulation from going up their body. And this may be getting personal, but when I check men's eyes and they've got a problem with the prostate, that one thing, they wear black and wear black pants, and that holds in energy, or wearing black on their body. But if they cross their legs, they cut the circulation from going to their private organ, and that can shorten one leg or other. And it's very important when you walk to stand and put balanced weight on each, not some people shift and put the weight on one side and the other. That'll throw it off. But I'm forever straightened one leg or another, making it the same length on people.
Okay. We ran out of time. It's end of the episode. I'm not sure how much of the last couple things that you said that we captured on the recording, but we'll be able to go back and listen to it. And then next time, what do you say we pick up from, we end up finishing how, talking about how you do that. And then that would be awesome. But let's schedule it for, let's see, we might be traveling on next Friday. Is there a way we can do this again on Sunday?
But on Sunday morning next week, well, let's see.
You'll be back.
Yeah, I'll be back from 11.
So you're going to have your group,
what
right?
What time?
Oh.
What time?
Is it possible to do it about the same time?
11. 11:30.
I tell you what, I'll call you on Friday, and I'll let you know, because we're going to be probably taking off for Michigan either Thursday night or Friday, maybe Saturday or Sunday. I'm not really sure, I'll know when it gets closer to Friday. Okay. Maybe we'll be able to do it on Friday.
Well, that would be great.
Okay. Well, let's tentatively agree we're going to do this again on Friday, and then.
Okay.
I love you very much, and go
love
with love,
you.
Luana.
Hon, thanks
you
for having me on. Go with love.
You're so wonderful. Thank you.
Sorry.
God bless
Bye-bye.
You.
God bless you.
You're very welcome. Bye.